A love that is free. A love that is total. A love that is faithful. And a love that is fruitful is above all else the love that God is. When we speak of God being love, He is precisely this love, which is marital love. So in speaking about the sacrament of marriage, there's just two things I want to hold up for you about it. The first is that marriage, the sacrament of marriage, is above all else about God. Marriage is about God. And so when you get all sorts of questions about, well, why can't we be married on the beach? Or why can't we do this or that? Or why can't the Catholic Church just loosen up its rules about marriage and divorce? It's because, and the answer to it is, marriage is about God. That's what marriage is about above everything else. Because it is who God is. God is marital love, meaning God, for all of eternity, long before He created anything, in His very Trinitarian life, He was a love that is completely free, total, faithful, and fruitful in the love between the Father and the Son, which is the Holy Spirit. And everything in sacred scripture, the Word of God, it's all about a marriage. Scripture is the story of a marriage. And you can choose really anywhere in scripture and see it, these four elements of marital love. But even from the very beginning in Genesis to the culmination, to the consummation of that love upon the cross, and at the very end in Revelation, the wedding feast of heaven and earth, the whole thing, all of salvation history and scripture, is the account and the story of a marriage. The marriage that God desires and created for us of Himself with humanity through Christ and His church. And so in the very beginning, marital love is free. God freely chose to create us, which is really important to remember. This one little point, God absolutely doesn't need us. He doesn't need us one little bit, but He chooses us. God doesn't need us at all. He was fully the entirety of everything in Himself. But this makes it all the more important of His love for us that He freely chose to create us to share His life with us. He chose that. But His love was free, and He chooses that continually. Which the other part of it is God's love is also faithful. And it's faithful for life. God's choice of us doesn't change, and it never can change. And you see this most clearly in the whole drama that is the Old Testament. Right? God chooses us, and even when we turn away and we fall, He continually is faithful. And the whole account in the Old Testament is about our infidelity, the infidelity of Israel, again and again, but God's faithfulness. And then we come back to Him when He draws us back. We're like, oh God, You're amazing, and then we fall like 5 seconds later. Infidelity, 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 but God's continual faithfulness. And the totality of the love of God. He gives Himself totally to us. He took on our flesh, and the consummation of that marriage with humanity was upon the cross, where Jesus, among His last words, were consummatum est. It is consummated. and his love is fruitful. That from the cross, from that sacrifice, it's fruitful in that it brings us new life. When the life of humanity was dead upon the cross, he gave us new life unto eternity. God is the one whom marriage above everything else is about. It's who he is, and it's everything that he's done and is doing is about a marriage. And the sacrament of marriage as well, it's the one and only sacrament that existed before the fall. Every other sacrament God gave us as a remedy for the fall. So baptism, we're washed clean of our sins and united with God. There's something in marriage which points back to the beginning and is embedded in creation itself. And so the very first marriage, Adam and Eve, where did God draw Adam's bride from? From his side, taking the rib and forming it. He drew the first human bride from the side of the groom, from right next to his heart. And woman, who is the crown jewel of creation. Remember that, guys. Women are actually the crown jewel of creation, that it was drawn from the side of the groom. The groom who failed to lay down his life for his bride, and they fell into sin. But the eternal wedding feast, the eternal marriage of the bridegroom Jesus, where is his bride drawn from? It's drawn from his side which goes and pierces the heart, and it's from his side that every grace of sacrament flows forth. That it's God whom marriage is about, and it's God to whom marriage is pointing us as well. Which brings to the other thing I want to hold up. The first is marriage is about God. The second is that all of you who are married and those of you who are called to marriage, that sacrament is your pathway to heaven. Marriage is about God, and that sacrament is the pathway that God has given you to get your spouse to heaven, because that is your primary responsibility, is to get your spouse to heaven by laying down your life for them, receiving their love, and in turn laying it down. And it's through getting your spouse to heaven, the whole mission of your marriage, that you will save your own soul as well. It is the pathway to heaven that God has given you. And it's lived out in all these four ways as well. That this marriage and this marital love is freely given. That you choose to marry this person, you have to make that choice every day and many times throughout the day. That it's a love which is faithful. That there's a fidelity that you're giving your life to this person for the entirety of your life. It's total in that it's total to death. That it's giving of yourself to your spouse in every way, not holding anything back, whether that's being emotionally cold or holding back in contraception, part of your sexual life. And it's also one in which it's fruitful. And it's always open to new life. That through living this, there's new life which it's always open to. Yes, in the form of new children, but also in the new life in the actual marriage of the couple themselves, in their marital love. It's the two ends of marriage which are unitive and procreative. Open to new life in children and in deepening the very love between the husband and wife themselves. Marriage was from the beginning, and God has given it as well after the fall as a remedy. Why, everyone? Because this isn't a newsflash, but we're incredibly selfish. The main thing with the fall and our sin is you have no idea how selfish you are, and neither do I. But God gives us our call and our vocation. And this is in marriage, but it's in the priesthood and consecrated life as well. You can have all those elements. In fact, they are embedded within the priesthood. That the priest gives himself freely, he gives himself totally, he's faithful, and that there's fruitfulness that comes of the priest giving himself. It's also for those who are living the single life, and they're living it poured out in service to God and to their neighbor, which that's not some selfish bachelorhood, but it's lived out in which you're making this gift of self in other ways. But we're given this, and especially in particular, you see it in marriage because of how selfish we are. One of my very best friends from college, I was at his wedding, I was in his wedding, it was long before I was ever a seminarian or a priest, and I called him, it was around his 1 year anniversary, and I'm talking with him, and he's saying, you know, talking about 1 year of marriage and stuff, he didn't realize, he says, how incredibly selfish he is. And I'm thinking, that's what I tried to tell you again and again in college, how incredibly selfish you are. But it takes the love of marriage to draw a person out from themselves. Because you see the way that God uses it too. Because of the fall, we're incredibly selfish. But he uses the bands of love in which because of, say, this husband's love for his wife, he wants to lay down his life for her. He desires to. But in trying to do that, he experiences how incredibly and deeply rooted his selfishness is. And he finds himself unable to fully do it. And that's where the grace of every other sacrament is so important, to be able to live that life of marriage in order to give your life entirely in a way that's free, faithful, total, and fruitful to your spouse. I want to close just with a word of encouragement to all of you in the sacrament of marriage, to all of you for whom marriage is your pathway to heaven. You know, in being a pastor of a parish, you see a whole lot of the real beauty and joy of marriage. One of the most beautiful things is a couple who at a mass celebrates their 60, 70 years of marriage, and you're able to sit there and you see the fruit of that in their family and all the great grandkids, and there's so much joy in that, or celebrating a wedding. But also as your pastor, it's seeing not just how really beautiful marriage is, but how real the struggles are within marriage as well. How really hard it is to live the sacrament of marriage. And I want to give you a word of encouragement so that your hearts don't become discouraged in the midst of those struggles. First, to those of you who you're separated from your spouse, or maybe you're civilly divorced, to not allow your hearts to become discouraged. Your mission in marriage, that person who you may be separated from but you are still married to, has not changed. Your mission is still to get your spouse to heaven. And what that's going to look like now is through prayer for them, so that your own heart doesn't become bitter and hardened, and praying that theirs doesn't either, and making sacrifices for them as well. Your mission has not changed, to get your spouse to heaven. And for those of you who are in marriages where there's a lot of struggles and there's a lot of heartache right now, don't become discouraged or lose heart. Because for you, as well as for those who are civilly divorced, the sacrament of marriage and loving in the midst of those struggles, God is doing something in you through that. He is helping you to grow in holiness. Holiness. Which another way of saying that is he is helping you to grow, to become like Jesus. To love more like Jesus. That through the sacrament of marriage and through this sacramental love, you might love more like God, and as we see in Jesus, with a love that is free, a love that is total, a love that is faithful, and a love that is always fruitful.